G'day, folks. Welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley, Katie Lamb.
Pointy pineapples.
Pointy pineapples. Myself.
Hang on a sec, Leechy. Sorry. Just spraying down the microphones after all the spit.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Thank you, producer Joel.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine.
There was a lot of spit in the studio.
Yeah, next time just swallow it so it doesn't have to come out, don't you reckon? Well, of course, what Joel's referring to at the moment is that we played a game today, where we would drink some water in our mouth, Katie, you and I, and then Leechy played a grab, and the idea was to try to keep the water in the mouth.
Not to laugh.
That's right.
Actually, this is one we couldn't get to because Ember's lost badly, but let's just pretend you had water in your mouth. Here's a little bit of audio from some people that were in Alaska. And devouring a little bit of food.
The fat's got a sort of tang, not a tang to it, but you know what I mean? It's got something to it that's neither beef nor lamb, neither fish nor fowl.
It's like a good steak, I think.
It's a bit.
Tastes like beaver.
Yeah.
Tastes like beaver.
Tastes like beaver.
Tastes like beaver.
Tastes like.
What does beaver taste like?
Nothing like eating a bit of beaver.
Us. Oh, Embers. If you don't know what beaver tastes like, I feel sorry for your wife.
Wow. That's where this
well
podcast
played, Katie Lamb. What commentating?
I like the beaver medium rare.
Oh, okay, all right. Almost got us out of there before another beaver mentioned. Nice beaver. Commentating you guys doing the spit challenge was actually one of my favorite things I've done because I just saw Embers just enter this new world where, like, you know, innuendos were being played and he was just like, bang. He's like, well, we don't like being sprayed in the face. Yeah, like, bang, we're back door. I was just like, who is this guy?
No.
He's just ripping him out.
Yeah, there was a little bit of, you know, back in the connections sort of days, wasn't it?
Back door entrance.
Yeah.
Wow. Innuendo.
What was the other
one?
There was another word there that sort of got me going too.
Yeah, both were about around the back.
Around
no babies.
Back. Yeah.
Spits or swallows.
Off the chin.
God, this is a very rogue podcast.
Very rogue. Admittedly, it does set us up for the water sort of take or spit take challenge, spit which take, is coming up in just a tick. Plus, you're right.
We got a text from our boss who absolutely loved this segment, and now I know why.
Let's relive it. Here's your podcast.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Florian, in a loo, Wanneroo, and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Embers and Katie, get ready to run. What's your reason? Join us on Sunday, May 19th for HBF Run for a Reason. HBF members save 20% on the entry fee. Enter today to secure your place at hbfrun.com.au.
Can you believe May 19 is almost here? Like, this year is going so quickly,
so
by the way.
Fast.
So
can
fast.
I ask, when was the last time you ran anywhere besides to the pub?
I went for a run a couple of weeks ago. Didn't go well.
I remember, actually, a couple of weeks ago you were late. And you might have quickly run up the stairs. Was that right? To work?
Maybe.
No. Yeah, anyway.
What is happening this week is that we are challenging Embers and Katie against each other in a series of challenges. The first challenge is going to happen in the next few minutes or so. But yesterday we determined what you guys are going to wear if you are the loser of these challenges and have to run the HBF Run for a Reason. Embers is going to have to wear the Caleb Sarong Speedos.
Oh, I like Caleb Sarong.
With
He's
a Frio Guernsey as well.
No one's going to actually see me in
call
this,
me Norm.
They?
Call me Norm.
Who said that?
That me. I decided that for
All right.
you yesterday.
Yeah, so we're going to have that. And then if Katie loses, it's going to be a lamb costume.
Yeah, that makes sense, Katie Lamb.
And on the back of it, it's going to say, I'm a loser.
Oh.
Yes,
because of her netball disappointments, I suppose.
Lamb the loser.
Lamb the loser.
Yeah,
she lost
fair
the
enough.
Grand final last year after winning the second semi by 20 goals. She had the grand final in the bag. And
it
then
doesn't
what happens?
Matter because I'm not going to lose.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not going to lose. No. You're going to be
right.
running 21K.
Coming back bigger and better this year.
The road
the
to redemption.
We've got a very good team.
Do you think you'll make the team this year?
Probably not. But after how I trialled last night.
I thought, weren't you training with Sharni Layton, former Aussie Diamond last week?
She was brilliant. Very cool.
You didn't learn anything from that?
I did. I just, you know.
She learned that she's a long, long way away from Sharni.
So we've got four challenges happening this week. One is going to be tomorrow, which is about getting you eating right. That's as much as I can tell you about that.
Good luck to you.
There'll be one where we get you in peak physical condition on Thursday.
Right.
What does that involve? Like push-ups and sit-ups?
Again, you'll find that out. And then Friday is going to be more about inspiration.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Ember's wise words.
Yes. But today we want you to get mentally focused. What is going to happen is I'm actually going to ask both of you to leave the studio.
Now.
Right now. Follow our producer Joel downstairs to a special area that we've got set up for you two.
All right.
What's going to happen in there?
You are going to find out.
Oh, don't like surprises.
Well, notice Katie Lamb doesn't mind surprises after yesterday, I think. I mean, obviously not going your way for a while.
Yeah. No, okay, let's go. What, right now?
You're going right now. In fact, you are going to have to come back to us in about 4 minutes after the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Say we're
going to
be back right after this.
Dearie me.
Embers and Katie, get ready to run. What's your reason? Join us on Sunday, May 19th for HBF Run for a Reason. HBF members save 20% on the entry fee. Enter today to secure your place at hbfrun.com.au.
Yesterday, Embers and Katie started off this week of challenges by trying to work out what these two are going to wear if the other one loses. So if Katie loses, what is Katie having to wear, guys?
She's wearing a sheep, isn't she? A sheep outfit. Also, on the back of her shirt's going to say, I am a loser. That was for losing the 2023 Division 4 Netball Grand Final last year, of course.
Embers, if you end up losing, Katie, what is he having to wear?
I won't lose.
The Caleb Sarong Speedos with a Freo jumper, and it's saying, call me Norm.
Amazing. So there are going to be challenges happening all this week, and this is the first of them. The loser of the challenges all this week ends up running in the HBF Run for a Reason Sunday, May 19 for 21 kilometres, which I'm sure is pleasing both of them. This first challenge this week is to get you two mentally focused, and it is our spit take challenge. So what is going to happen? I'm going to play you guys bits of audio. Before I do that, I need you to load up your mouths with water.
Okay.
And when
right.
I say Cheers. Load up,
we're going to do it now.
I mean fully. And then I'm going to play some audio. And the first one to spit out their water loses.
All right.
Because this stuff is going to be well and truly worth it.
Do you want us to take the drink of water
now,
Leachy?
You take the drink of water now.
All right.
Get
here
yourself set up. And here is the first bit of audio. We're going to BBC Radio's Newsbeat. Storm Hank caused issues for Kale the trucker from Warrington, who messaged through.
He was extremely late for work today. Hank blew me so hard I couldn't stand up.
Oh, Leachy, producer Joel here. Looks like we have a tie. Uh-huh. No water.
What?
Being produced from either mouth.
That's brilliant audio.
He was extremely late for work today. Hank blew me so hard I couldn't stand up.
I mean, poor Kale the trucker.
Oh, we've got one. Embers has released.
Oh my god. My chin started cramping.
Blowing me the second time got me leechy.
It's never funny the first, but the second time it's always a bit of fun.
Oh dear.
All right.
Oh my god, okay.
So load back up, you two. Load back up.
Okay.
And
so what is it? One zip now.
One zip to Katie. So Katie leads one zip. We are going to stay in the UK where BBC host Carolyn Martin has had an interesting morning in the studio.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey, Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I'll tell you.
Katie Lamb! Katie Lamb is gone! One all, Lexi, one all!
Yes!
He spat all in my face, Lisey.
I'm sorry.
I cannot believe you spat all in my face.
Oh, my God. He's saturated right now. Oh, 1,000 apologies. Sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a full stream as well. The stream was really thick and strong. I and direct
would
hit.
Love to see that in slow motion.
This video, oh, you got a little bit on your chin.
This video on the socials is going to be outstanding a little bit later on. All right, load back up. Number three coming up. And we are coming back to Australia now, and we're going to a bit of an Aussie institution. We're going to Neighbours, and ooh. Alice has a little surprise for Bailey.
Guess who?
Alice.
The back door was open. I thought I'd slip in and surprise you.
Embers is gone. Embers is gone.
My hair is saturated wet. Same with my left shoulder. Stop aiming for my shoulder.
Jeez, we love a backdoor entry, don't you, Lisa?
I got water in my ears.
Oh, no.
That felt like a revenge spit, Lisa. Oh, right. Embers went thick and hard right to the forehead.
So Katie leads 2-1 here. Embers, you've got to try and stay as focused as possible for this next one or you lose.
Just no more backdoor entries, all right?
We need you to load up once again. Load up, please.
They're ready to go.
We are going back to the UK. Great UK actor, Dan Stevens. He's been asked about a role he got in American thriller The Guest.
You must have had to beat off a lot of American men to get this part.
I don't know why winning, though, is the one who's been spat on the most. That's what winning to me. I don't feel like I've won mentally, emotionally, or physically.
Katie Lamb, you've taken out the first challenge.
Oh, God. Personalised number plates. I feel like I'm seeing them more and more around Perth. I went through a phase where I was taking photos of people's number plates, and it was just, you know, there's adventure, but the A is a 4, you know, creative.
I don't know why.
Amazing. There was Rampage, but the A's are 4. Genius. I no joke saw, and this would have only been about 3 weeks ago, I was driving and I couldn't take a photo, but it said Big Boy Gym, but the Y in boy was an I, so that's so smart. Yeah. And the man who was driving the car, I assume, who was Jim.
He was a big boy.
No, well, he wasn't. He was not overweight. So what else is he referring to, Big Boy Jim?
Oh, maybe he's got big feet.
Maybe he's got big feet Jim.
Big feet Jim. Good. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah,
okay. Another great one was Daredevil.
Oh.
But the A was a 4. Again.
Why are you choosing all the ones that A's are 4s?
Daredevil's done always, to consider himself a daredevil.
I don't know. And it was not a cool car either.
Climb the ladder.
Even Susie Carr, the one that I drive, was cooler than this
number
Daredevil.
Plate was worth more than the car.
Anyway, so there is a number plate that's gone viral at the moment, and it's driving around Perth as we speak. I want you to write it down because I want you to see if you can understand why it may have gone viral.
Spell it for me too.
So it's 370HSSV.
First thing I do is turn it upside down. Oh! I get it.
Oh, my God, that was really smart for you to turn it upside down. That took me.
You're in a hole. So, yes, that spells A-double-S-H-O-L-E. So potentially if someone sees it in their rear vision mirror, is that what they would see? Is that right?
I don't know because it's
backwards,
it's upside down. Upside down. Yeah. So anyway, very clever, more creative than just, you know, Rampage. With an A as a 4. There it is.
There it is.
Yes. Anyway, if that's
well done.
Good on you.
Well done. 370HSSV. Is it like a Commodore? Is it a Holden Commodore?
I don't know. I assume so with that number plate.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
So over the next couple of weeks, we are debating some of the hottest, most controversial questions on Perth's airwaves. We're going to get a couple of listeners to do the for and against on a particular topic. The one with the best argument, the one who debates the best, is going to get $500 in cash.
$500, it's a lot of money. Our hot debate today, Embers, are you a flog if you only drink seltzers?
Now I've got an opinion on this, but it doesn't matter.
No.
Because what you need to do right now, 133353, is call up, right, and tell us why you think
that people that drink seltzers are a flogs. We need a yes and we need a no.
We need a for and against. Now, if we just go to Instagram, Triple M Perf, you can weigh in. Yeah. But currently it stands at yes, 57% people do think you're a flog if you only drink seltzers. Even. Or no, 44%. Now, I'm voting no because I love seltzers and I am not a flog.
Well, each to their own. Oh, and don't. I would be
apparently
voting
57%
absolutely
think
you are. And I think most of our demographic would actually think what I'm thinking right now too.
So seltzers, for those who don't know, it's basically a pre-mixed drink. So you've got your alcohol and it's mixed in with your sparkling water and it's healthier because it's lower calories and all that sort of
just
stuff.
Just go so and drink a beer.
A lot of girls are more so, I think, are drinking seltzers. But anyway, 133353. Embers, you're going to be the judge now. Yes. You're going to choose.
I'm going to, yes.
On the best debater. And it doesn't matter what you think. It's just who argues for or against better, who wins $500.
Correct. 133353. Give us a buzz right now to take part.
Order, order. The Red Hot Debate is in session and it's about to get spicy. Just like Frank's Red Hot Burger, only at Chicken Treat.
$500 up for grabs right now, Andrew Embley.
$500. Yes. Thanks to Chicken Treat. And of course, if you haven't heard already, Frank's Red Hot Burger is being released tomorrow and we're going to try it too.
I know, and I'm just really hoping that they bring in some chips just for good measure because Chicken Treat chips are so good.
Oh, it's the chicken salt.
It's the chicken salt.
What do they do with the chips? The salt.
Right now, though, 133353, we've got a red hot debate. Are you a flog if you only drink seltzers? We've got one person who's for, one person who's against, and it's whoever is the best debater, Embers,
whether
you're going to choose.
We agree or not is irrelevant right now. You need to pitch it. Colin is from Southern River, and Colin, you are pro. Is that
mate,
right?
I definitely am.
You are pro. You think that people drink seltzers are flogs.
100%.
All right.
Baby. All right, Colin. Well, you are debating for $500 right now. So let's hear it.
Let's go.
Off you
right,
go.
Are we ready?
Yep.
All right, mate. If you want to drink a seltzer, who the hell's going to go to the bar and buy 4 pints and then got to squeeze a seltzer in between it? You have got to be kidding me, hey? What the hell? Like, there's no chance I'm going out with a mate that's drinking seltzers. That's embarrassing, mate. You want a pint of Swan or a pint of anything else except the seltzer, mate? Come on!
Kidding me, Rickards.
He just filled his 30 seconds with what the hell.
Yes, I like it. I can imagine, Colin going back to his mates with 4 seltzers. I reckon he'd be told to go back to the bar and get him a Swan.
Oh, guys love seltzers. Hey, you love it. You would love a seltzer.
I'm not much of a seltzer person myself. But anyway, it doesn't matter what Embers thinks because we've got Damo on the line from Carramar. G'day, Damo.
G'day. How are we doing today?
Oh, very well, Damo. You're going to be against, you're basically debating that people who drink seltzers are not flogs. You have 30 seconds on the clock for $500. Off you go.
No worries. Well, you've only got to look at the health benefits that come from it as well. Main ingredient being carbonated water. Yes, it's carbonated, but it's still water, so it is healthier for your system. You've also got to look at the fact that tradies drink iced coffee, Gatorade. We don't call them flogs. We need them. So the fact remains that anybody who wants to drink these isn't a flog. People who think they're flogs are the flogs.
Time to spare, Damo.
Good.
I like that he came out with the facts, carbonated water.
Yeah.
You know, when you start just saying big words like carbonated, you've got my attention.
You know what? But the thing is, Lammy, right? If you were going to be the judge, right, you can understand what big words like carbonated means.
Yes.
To me, it's just I'm thinking Swan Draft.
Oh, you're the judge on this,
Embers? I'm the judge on this one. So, anyway. Very good debates, both of them, actually.
Both were fantastic. Yes. One was a clear winner, but
regardless of what I agree with, I'm going to have to say that the best pitch, and for $500, thanks to Chicken Treat, will go to Damo from Carol.
Oh! Congratulations!
Well done, Damo. Congratulations.
$500, all yours.
Thank you very much.
Oh, there you go.
Mate, very good.
You've been very good.
I must admit, you won't see Embers drinking a seltzer, but I thought your pitch may be 0.5% better than Colin's, so I had to lean your way.
Good on you, Damo.
Thanks
Enjoy
for playing,
500 bucks.
Thank you very much, guys.
Damo from Caramel gets the $500 thanks to Chicken Treat. Colin from Southern River, don't worry, he is going to get himself a Chicken Treat voucher. I must say, I thought Colin was going to win that. I was quite impressed with his
He was very
pitch.
Good too, Colin,
Especially
wasn't
him
he?
Pushing all the way the 30 seconds with, they are, just whatever.
What the hell?
What the hell? Don't you drink that, you fog?
Triple M's Wheel. Bin. Of Fortune. Brought to you by Totally Workwear. Tradies to nurses. High Vista Hospo. At Totally Workwear, we totally love your work.
The orange wheelie bin is in our studio, Embers. You can guess what's inside the wheelie bin to win a really big prize, currently at $9,100.
That's right. And the latest clue that was given out earlier today, Leachy.
The item inside Triple M's Wheelie Bin of Fortune came from a location on Scarborough Beach Road between Odin and Hutton Streets.
What? That is near my house.
I know. Same with me.
That would have been probably maybe a bit of your car that you would have maybe
hit the curb.
Yeah.
Susie's bumper.
Every chance. Yeah. It's a little bit of a bumper in there.
Well, combine that with the other clues as well. And if you can be on top of all the incorrect guesses, surely Sue from Indari is going to win it today. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
Surely,
hey, Sue. Hey, Odin Street and Hutton Street. Have you been doing like little laps around that to find out what's
No, but I used to work down that way, so I know.
Okay, so for those who don't know what's sort of on Scarborough Beach Road between Odin and Hutton Streets, where did your sort of train of thought go?
Well, it could either be BCF or one of those camping stores or even Bunnings.
Even Bunnings, of course. Okay.
All right, Sue from Mindari. For $9,100, can you tell us what you believe is in our Triple M's Wheelie Bin of Fortune?
Well, I had a couple of ideas, but I'm going back to my original one, and I think it might be something like an Esky, a cooler box.
An Esky or a cooler box. Yes. And obviously it would have to be quite a big Esky.
Yes, I think so.
Because it needs to.
Or so.
Right, yeah.
All right, Sue, for $9,100, let's go to producer Joel. Producer Joel.
Hello, guys. Hey, Sue, quick question. Are you on the Instagrams or the TikToks?
I was going to say.
I'm on Instagram, but not TikTok, no.
Do you follow 92.9 Triple M on Instagram?
Not on Instagram, on Facebook.
Oh, you got to get around the Instagram page because we've got a little section there where we put all the previous guesses up, and the number one previous guess is an Esky.
I had heard somebody guess an Esky before, so I'm so sorry. Never mind.
Okay.
But I like your train of thought. That's very good by you. So now the jackpot goes to $9,200.
Good maths, boy, Lammy.
Mother Nature can be nasty, and Australia can be a brutal place as it is. You know, we cop extreme heat and there are fires, and at the moment there is just torrential rainfall in parts of the WA region, some parts copping 6 months of rain in 24 hours.
That's so much. And I understand this time of year as well because, you know, up north in particular, it is the thunderstorm seasons, and when they come really, really hard too, the rain.
We'd love to know, 133353, when have you sort of been a victim of Mother Nature? I went on a skiing holiday with my family to Mount Hotham. This is years ago, and there was recorded of really good snow that year, so we were all up and about and off we went. The 1 week that we were there did not snow once. Not a once.
You went all the way for no snow.
Just like, I mean, there was snow, but it was icy and you know what I mean? And I was just like, way to ruin the holiday.
T-shirt
Thanks,
and
guys.
Yeah. Exactly. My first year playing AFL football, I was playing over in Melbourne, and Mick Moldhouse, the coach, he came up to me during the week and said, just the heads up, if it's dry on Saturday night in Melbourne, you will play. But if the weather comes, we're probably going to play with a smaller player.
Really?
So as you can imagine, all for 4 or 5 days, I'm looking at the forecast, dry, 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 dry. and then suddenly the weather in Melbourne, like talk about four seasons in one day, yes. It came from nowhere, like in the last 2 hours, and I had to watch it from the stands.
Oh, who was it on there? Laurie Bellotti?
That bloody Laurie Bellotti took my spot again.
Laurie Bellotti's always taking your spot.
133353. When did Mother Nature ruin it? Bunnings voucher up for grabs, by the by. Oh, Bunnings voucher. Just take me to Bunnings every day if that's okay.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago. We've had the hottest days this summer and then all of a sudden the Roto swim, boom, just rains, huge swell. And it was like these people have been training for so long.
Got cancelled, absolutely. Hey, but talk about the Roto swim, not quite the Roto swim, but the Port de Pub is on this weekend as well.
Oh, so, good luck.
And the weather is going to be magnificent. Perfect. So good luck to all those swimmers.
All those Roto swimmers is just like, damn you.
Andrew is from Bell Divers to kick things off. G'day, Andrew.
Hey, team, how you going?
Hey, good, Andrew. When did Mother Nature ruin it for you?
Back in 2011, when I was living in New Zealand, in Christchurch, we had the Christchurch earthquakes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really? You were there?
Yeah, I was in the city when it went down.
How? So what? What happened?
So I was in the city getting smoko lunch at the time with one of my other mates. And then, yeah, it all just happened, really.
Did buildings around you, did you feel the shake, or how close to it were you?
I was right in the city centre where the big, I guess, it really hit. All the buildings and stuff that we were, all the main city centre, Columbus Road and all that, all the awnings and that dropped.
Obviously, when there's an earthquake, you're meant to, like, run and hide, like, under something that's somewhat stable. Is that right? Or did I make that up? Anyway, what did you do?
I ran out. I was on the walkway. I remember I was waiting.
Under a table, they say, in school. They say, hide under your desks.
I don't know if I'll be hiding under any desk in that sort of instance.
Yeah, it's a really strange thing for her to say. I'm just trying to get my head around it.
So what did you do, though?
Underneath that building that's about to fall down.
Where did you go?
So I was standing at a set of lights waiting to cross the road when it all happened, and I just ran out to the middle of the road.
Oh, my God. That's heavy.
Just, watched it all unfold.
Thank goodness you were safe, Andrew. That's what we're talking about on 133353, though. Nella is from Marangaroo. G'day, Nella. It's a cool name.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Tell us.
When did Mother Nature ruin it for you, Nella?
Quite the opposite. We went to Italy in 2016 for my grandmother's 80th birthday. It hadn't snowed in over 50 years in her town. 2 weeks after we got there, it started pouring down with snow.
That is the best birthday present that she could possibly get, I reckon. And for you guys as well, so enough snow to go skiing?
Not quite skiing, but the kids enjoy doing snowballs and snowmen.
Snow angels, amazing.
But we did experience a heat wave in June, just gone. It reached 45 degrees in Italy. And I had just suffered a car accident, so I was in a wheelchair for a few weeks, up to my knee in plaster.
Nah, that would have been so hot and so uncomfortable.
Sweating. So glad you're okay too.
In a cast. It's just yuck. Sign my cast.
Some ice cream would have been good for you though.
Let's go to Sarah from Redcliffe. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi Sarah. When did Mother Nature ruin it for you?
Well, it wasn't me actually. It was my partner. We were travelling across the Nullarbor and he needed a toilet break.
Yep.
So we stopped at one of the scenic cliff faces.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And he decided to pee off the cliff.
No doubt.
And Mother Nature decided to give him a golden shower.
No.
Oh, I came back and wrapped it around him. Wow, there you go. Well, that's what you get for peeing off a cliff.
I mean, to be fair, I thought that you were going to say, like, the cliff started to give way. And
yeah, I was about to say, yes.
So a golden shower, I'll take that any day over a cliff falling. Oh, God, sorry. You know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, then Sarah's looking for a new partner because,
never pee in the wind.
Cliff, drop over sometime.
Producer Joel is in the studio to be a part of it. Hello, Joel.
I felt left out. I was out there. I'm coming in here to tell you my Darwin story because you guys love a Darwin story.
Yes.
The land of cyclones. Yes. This was a Category 5 back in the day when I was working in radio up there.
How many categories are there?
Oh, I think Cyclone Tracy was a Category 3. I'm saying that off the top of my head, but this was a big boy.
Okay. So the bigger the category, the less it is.
No, that was more severe.
So this is bigger than Tracy.
This was bigger than Tracy.
Wow.
And when you work in the media, your job is to come in and talk in the microphone. Yes. It's kind of weird like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like strange. You're getting a call on a Sunday, coming to work on a Monday.
Yeah.
but we had to be in there. It was Christmas Day. We got a phone call. This cyclone has developed. It's not a watch and act anymore. You're coming into work tonight. We had to get a police escort because so many of the roads were shut down to drive us from the suburbs into the city. I felt like Barack Obama getting a police escort.
Yeah.
All to just go on air and go like, cyclone's not here yet, guys.
There is a cyclone coming soon.
Watch and act.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got batteries in your laundry.
So it hadn't actually hit.
Oh, it eventually hit and tore it down half of Darwin.
Oh.
But that's not the point. It ruined my Christmas.
25th as well. I reckon.
Yeah. It was close to Christmas. Yeah.
It's incredible, Darwin.
Yeah. 77, I believe, top of my head.
77.
Anyway, go to a call.
let's go to Jay in Janebrook. Hello, Jay.
How you going, guys?
Welcome back to you, Jay. When did Mother Nature ruin it for you?
This is quite a while ago. It's about 2000 and something. I went to visit my sister. She's 8 months pregnant. She lived in this country hick town in the middle of the mountains in America. And we're having what they call a cookout and enjoying the day. Next thing we know, we get a warning. There's a tornado coming. The camp that where she lived had not seen a tornado in 100 years.
Oh, my God.
Next door, because they had, like, you know, those underground little housey things that you have to sit in with
those
a tornado
bunkers,
come?
Yeah.
Like in Twister. Anyway, so we ran down there, sat down there, and we had to sit there for about an hour. Came up, like, literally could hear the wind. I can't explain the wind. It was just the most bizarre sound I'd ever heard. We come out and, like, all these houses, like, there was, like, the 200-year-old maple tree that had landed on someone's house.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it was just this tiny little town. There was, like, pretty much nothing left of it. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell just happened?
And did you get to say, Jay, we're in the eye of the storm? Did you get to say that?
No, but I did get a T-shirt that said, I survived the tornado of this year.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That is good. Wow. When you're down in the bunkers, that's what you see in the movies, and they start eating the cans of tuna.
Yes.
I'd run out of the food straight away if I needed all the food. I'd be terrible in an emergency,
like,
honestly.
Come on, Katie. What are you doing? A big day for the West Coast Eagles today, Katie. They had their season launch.
Nice one.
That's right. Now, did you go?
I didn't go. I wasn't invited. Did you go?
There were people from Triple M that were invited. Of course, we are the sponsors of the West Coast Eagles this year.
Partners with, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, no, didn't go. I know that Stacey Schmookie, she went.
Yeah, Alana went.
Alana went.
Yep.
Tommy Atkinson, producer of the morning show.
Yes.
Oh. Zave Michelle, he went.
Does that mean our producer Joel went? Or
Joel, did you get an invite today?
Didn't get an invite to that one, guys.
Oh, okay. Well, Tommy Atkinson is part of the Triple M call.
But we did get an invite to Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, good.
So same, but different.
That's great. Is that a movie, is it?
It is.
Perfect. Hey, now the West Coast Eagles, they are ready for their start of their season. And one of the things that they do, which has been something that they've done for a long time now, is that at their season launch, they will do jumper presentations for all the new draftees. So what will happen is a ex-player will come, okay? So, for example, 3 or 4 years ago, when Bailey Williams from the West Coast Eagles took the number 32, I went there and I presented the 32 to the new 32.
Oh, that's nice. Who's currently 32?
Bailey Williams.
Oh,
he's still playing.
He's still playing.
He's still there. He's a good player, Bailey Williams.
Well.
Had a good season last year. So John Worsfold, he was there. So, of course, Woosha played in number 24.
Correct.
And I think since then, Matty Rosa wore 24. Yeah. So this year, young Harley Johnston was presented with the number 24.
Fantastic.
Yep. Shannon Hearn.
Yep.
Okay, ex-premiership captain. He presented number 25 to Matty Flynn, who's come over from GWS.
Lovely.
Right. Michael Braun, he gave number 10 to Tyler Brockman.
Strong number 10.
Yes.
That would be my pick.
Now, of course, there is a number that everyone speaks about a lot, and that's the famous number 9.
Well, Ben Cousins would have been there.
Ben Cousins, of course, played in the famous number 9. Of course, who else played in the famous number 9?
Nick Natanui.
And we know that this year that the number 1 draft pick was given to a player by the name of Harley Reid. And, of course, this year Harley Reid is wearing the
Number nine. Which is amazing because I feel like the number one draft pick, there's been, you know, so much news and headlines around Harley Reid. So you would want, I think what's fair is to get both Ben Cousins and Nick Natanui to present him a shoulder
at
each.
At the same time. And you would have thought that would have happened today.
Yes.
You know, Ben definitely there.
Cousy, yep.
Nick Nat was there today. Ben was he's doing Dancing with the Stars at the moment,
right.
He couldn't get there. But, of course, Nick Nat was there. And then they called up, please, to present the jumper to Harley Reid, the number nine. And everybody said, look at Nick.
Nick, get on up here, you. Come on.
Peter Wilson. Who? Come on down.
Oh.
Willow.
Who's Peter Wilson?
Willow. Oh, come on.
Willow Smith.
Peter Wilson. You never heard of Willow?
Peter Griffin.
The bloke that kicked arguably the greatest grand final goal in history.
Wilson, like a cork in the ocean over his head. It's, oh, my word. What a goal.
Yeah. What a goal.
Like a cork in the ocean.
He kicked that ball over his head.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
I know his name as much as I know that name, Laurie Bellotti.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. What are you really gambling with?